Parents' rights groups ask Trump admin to address alleged COVID-era targeting by DOJ. Washington, Representative Andy Biggs joined leaders from parental rights groups on Capitol Hill on July 15 to ask President Donald Trump to vindicate parents who say they were targeted by law enforcement after they pushed back against COVID-19 restrictions in schools. Parents don't surrender their rights at the school doors, Biggs said. They don't answer to school boards, and they certainly don't take marching orders from a weaponized Department of Justice. The event was hosted by Parents Demanding Justice Alliance, a cohort of parents' rights groups including Moms for America, Mom and Dad Army, and Moms for Liberty. Representative Andy Ogles, who organized the press conference, was unable to attend at the last minute. The groups are seeking an executive order from the president acknowledging the wrongful actions of the Department of Justice and other government agencies, and accountability for the government officials involved. They also want financial restitution for legal fees, loss of income, and reputational damage. The issue stems from a September 2021 letter by the National School Boards Association, asking President Joe Biden to help deal with acts of malice, violence, and threats by parents who opposed school COVID-19 policies such as mask mandates. The parents were also outspoken against the teaching of critical race theory, the letter said. The letter equated these alleged threats to domestic terrorism and asked Biden to examine if they are punishable under the Patriot Act. The group later apologized for this rhetoric. In an October 4, 2021, memo, then-Attorney General Merrick Garland directed the FBI and U.S. attorneys to coordinate with local law enforcement agencies in clamping down on the alleged threats. Later, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on October 21, 2021, Garland said he couldn't imagine applying the Patriot Act against parents complaining about their children or labeling such parents domestic terrorists. I want to be clear, the Justice Department supports and defends the First Amendment right of parents to complain as vociferously as they wish about the education of their children, about the curriculum taught in the schools, he said. Speakers at Tuesday's event said this resulted in real harm for parents around the country, who were labeled extremists and faced retaliation from law enforcement after speaking up at school board meetings. Leah Hoop said she was targeted after she led a group of unmasked parents to attend a Garnet Valley, Delaware, school board meeting to protest forced masking and vaccination. Even after 5 years, I continue to face relentless legal battles, loss of income, threats to my life, hate mail, national defamation, cyber stalking, and unlawful surveillance by federal, state, and local authorities, she told reporters. Sharana Bishop told the Epoch Times her activism had revolved around organizing parents and reshaping school boards through elections. Bishop had run Representative Lauren Boebert's first congressional campaign, so she had the necessary experience. The FBI raided her home in November 2021. They took a battering ram to our front door, pulled us out of our home by gunpoint, put us in handcuffs on our front steps for my two little children to watch with tears in their eyes, she said. Bishop told the Epoch Times that she was never actually charged with a crime, but has been under investigation for over 3 years. She was told by law enforcement that she was connecting people, but what exactly does that mean? Yeah, well, you would have to ask them, she said. Bishop said her numerous Freedom of Information Act requests have been turned down or ignored. She has still not been able to get law enforcement footage of the FBI raid on her home. The Epoch Times has reached out to the DOJ for comment.